Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. Happy Below Deck Med Day. It's been a while, Ben.
I know. Happy Below Deck Med Day. We're back. So exciting. So fun to be back on the boat.
Yeah, got to check in with Below Deck. We can't do these every single week because Bravo is really throwing a lot at us. But listen, what can I tell you? I need to see who's going to die this week on the boat because every week it's something new. I had to see what excuse Kyle came up with this week for not doing any work.
I know.
Let's see, guys.
He's absolutely ridiculous. I already can anticipate that he will probably be on the list of villains for the Crappies this year. And speaking of which, in case you missed the big announcement yesterday, the Crappies are going to be on February 17th in Los Angeles at the Palace Theater. Tickets are on sale tomorrow, which will be Wednesday, January 10th. There's actually a Patreon presale that's already happening. If you catch this in time, that's going until we're recording this. Well, this is coming up out on Tuesday. So by 10 p.m., that's on Patreon. So if you're a Patreon member, go Patreon. You can get your tickets ahead of time before everyone else. So go check that out. The ticket link for Wednesday will be up on our site. It'll be everywhere where we can put it on our social media. So we really hope everyone comes because the Crappies are a really special night, and you never know what's going to happen.
We're excited to see you, Los Angeles. It's been a while. This is a video, Patreon, and also we do bonuses and all that. So if you want videos, bonuses, all that, Patreon, watchwhatcrappens.com has all our links. Let's get to Below Deck Mediterranean. Season 8, Episode 14 is called Caught Red-Handed.
So this show has not aired for like 3 weeks because there was a break. I think the last episode was the week before Christmas. So it has been like 3 weeks. And the cliffhanger that we've been sitting on for 3 weeks has been Max did not want to eat pasta. And he told Sandy there was no food for him. And then Sandy said, wait, but it turns out there was food for you. Don't lie to me. So this is the big cliffhanger. Did Max lie about pasta?
And it's also somewhat, you know, it's Sandy, so there's always like some kind of offense involved. I am the fence. Offense involved. For me, it's Max is not a native English speaker. He's a Frenchman. And he said, there's no food for me, meaning to me, there's no food for me to eat, meaning like I don't eat meat. So I would be like, well, there's no food for me. He doesn't want to eat pasta. But Sandy takes this moment to just lose it on someone and be like, I don't like being lied to. You know what I don't like? Liars. That's what I hate. I'm like, wow, you're really coming out swinging against somebody who just doesn't want to eat pasta.
Right.
Meanwhile, Kyle still has a job. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes the priorities, I just don't get.
To be fair, Max could also just eat the pasta. You know, like he didn't want the pasta.
Working out every 5 minutes? The man is doing lifts. He sees a railing, he does a lift. Now, is that fucking obnoxious? Yes. I'm just saying, at least he's making some effort, you know? I mean, don't make the man eat the pasta. He's working on it here.
I don't know. I think he could have eaten the pasta. Okay, it was not like he was kosher and they were serving bacon. He could eat the pasta. It was not in what it didn't work with his fitness goals. But you know what though? Like your fitness goals do not come before the ship. Honestly,
listen. I'm sorry to say. I do. I say that Max, and I can't believe I'm sticking up for somebody who doesn't eat pasta. It's weird because it's just not my vibe in general. I'm a big pasta advocate. But I don't know. This just was too weird for me, especially because the guy probably just meant there's no food for me. There's no food that I like. So
yeah, but I think that Sandy has a point. So she was like, he's like, but I don't want the pasta. And she was like, well, don't come up here and say that there was no food for you. No, Max, what you did was wrong. There was food and you just didn't want it. And he's like, yeah, but there was pasta. And she goes, that's my point. All you need to do now is just say, I'm sorry. And he goes, no. And he storms out of the wheelhouse.
That's, I think, why I liked him. Because he's like, no, And then he walks to the top of the steps and just is like, oh, crying in French, crying in French, crying in French. And I just think that's hilarious. But just because, you know, nobody cares about this point and I need to hammer it into the ground. She says, you came up here and said there was no food for you, pitching a fit, but there was pasta. And he goes, no, it's because I don't want pasta. Like, he literally said that. So she's still taking it like, lies. The lies, the utter lies. I cannot believe you're coming here and lying to me. Basically, you are a Harlan Coben Netflix. what will the next twist and turn be? What will the lies? What other lies do you hold, Frenchman?
Tell me, what was that really good Harlan Coben movie? Tell me, it was actually a French movie, but it was based off. Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies.
Yeah,
sorry, got sidetracked by Fleetwood Mac. God, would love a murder mystery with Fleetwood Mac, huh?
Let me tell you, that's the day Stevie Nicks died to me.
Tell me pies. Tell me sweet little pies. God, I love a pie. So
I do not eat pies. Oh.
Laura's like, oh, sorry, I didn't come up here to make a scene. I was just saying. She's like, no, listen, you didn't, Laura. Max, please come back to the bridge. We have pasta things to sort out here. But instead he's like, no. So he goes out to the bow where he's going to like mope, okay, because he got yelled at.
And Lara's like, he is a baby. And she says, oh, I understand. You know, people get hungry and they get tired, okay? At least he wasn't injecting fruit juice up his toes like heroin, like can or banana, okay? And Laura says she doesn't mean to make drama. Yes, she does. Laura's a drama queen, and she's probably my favorite kind of drama queen because she really just does enjoy watching it all go down. She doesn't ever need to be in it. She just likes kind of igniting it and then standing back.
Mm-hmm. So meanwhile, Luca is wondering if Haley's going to come back. You know, she is such a vibrant presence on this show. It's been really hard without her on the show for the past few episodes. And then we go to Sandy. She goes out to the bow now to find Max. And she's like, hey, so Max, you didn't eat anything, Max? Is that what you're trying to say? And Max just hanging on the side of the boat. He's like rubbing his forehead like, oh, this is so hot for me right now to say.
He's like, listen here, Max, you didn't eat anything. Now, you know, I love a man. I love an employee in distress. Okay. Now, I haven't really ever used these for that, but come over here. Let me pull out my boob. Come over here, my sweet, innocent little baby. Let me feed you. I'm like, what the hell? I don't want that either. Don't you lie to me. You're a liar.
You're telling me lies, sweet little lies, okay? So Max is like, no, I wanted the fruit because it's easy to digest. And she goes, yeah, but the fruit got thrown away. Yeah, and I don't eat pasta. Like, I know I take time to digest them. And, like, it's taking my energy. And, like, just because I say, yeah, vegetable pasta, I don't want. Like, you say I'm liar. She goes, well, you did lie to me. Okay, Stevie Nicks, you did lie.
He didn't lie to you. I will die on this stupid hill. I don't care.
I'll take my pasta. I'll take it down.
Okay. Now, she's like, now listen, I don't like lying or blindsiding or insubordination, but what I do like, tears. I do love a weak person that can be taught in a teachable moment, okay? So now listen, I'm going to talk to the... Here's what happens if someone lies, because then I could go talk to the chef, and then the chef is going to say, what do you mean there's no food? You know, Max's lie affects other people. It's like dominoes. I do not want dominoes. Please, I cannot digest. Okay, didn't mean to trigger you with more Italian carbs talk. Okay there, Frenchie. Jeez.
Listen, Max, don't stop thinking about the pasta. Don't stop thinking like about beans, the no. food.
You are torturing my stomach. And she's like, okay, Max, I get it. Cry, cry. Okay, it wasn't intentional. I get it. It was an accidental lie. Okay? But listen, a lie crash is still a lie crash. It doesn't matter whose fault it was. At the end of the day, there's still a crumpled little lie in the middle of an intersection. Okay? And now traffic's going to have to go around that lie while people clean it up.
It's a lie slide, in fact. Almost God, I like
love that lie, Anna.
If you see my reflection in the lie as it a lie slide will take it down.
I'm just going to stick with Fleetwood Mac now, okay?
Sorry.
Fleetwood Lie, or as Fleetwood I like lie. To call them, Fleetwood Lie.
Fleetwood Lies. Let me tell you something. They told a lot of lies, okay? Yeah, listen, I got a deep repertoire. If you think I'm not going to be singing it the whole episode, you're wrong, Max. You're wrong.
So he's like, oh, this is the time where other people eat and I'm working. And she's like, oh, good. I get it. It's a new schedule for you. You just need food. The more food you eat, probably the less you'll lie. Am I right? I'm not lying.
So now, Kyle.
Really on a pepperoni roll with that. Oh, please stop. Sorry. Sorry for the Italian carb.
Sorry, you know. Yeah, you know what, though? Pepperoni only happens when it rains.
All right. So
Kyle,
this is still the gay cruise with the gays who don't seem to understand that they can't have 900 different meat temperatures and expect anything to come out with some semblance of normal meat. I really want, you know what kind of meat I'm into? I'm really into medium well, but medium well, no, I'm into medium well plus, but also minus pi, not the dessert, the mathematical equation. Make it but happen.
But also, like, who says, I want mine well done, but I want mine to come out first? Okay, like, the whole well done is done last. Okay, so the bloody stuff comes out first. That's just how it goes, okay?
It's purposely being difficult so you can feel rich and demanding, you know?
Exactly.
Don't try and convince me how rich you are when you're on a discount cruise. Anybody who goes on Below Deck, I'm like, oh, yeah, you're a real big spender. You're on a fucking discount. Half-price cruise, okay?
You're on the Burlington Coat Factory of boats right now, okay? So Kyle, who has a horrific migraine, so terrible he can't do an ounce of work. He just has to lay down, somehow finds the energy to go up to the deck to have a kiki with the gays. So he goes up there and he's like, oh my God, there's so much to catch up on. I'm not even supposed to be sitting, but you know what? I'm dizzy. I'm sorry. So he's gonna sit down. He's gonna use his illness so he can sit down and chat with the gays. When he's not supposed to be sitting, he's not even supposed to be up there because he's supposed to be sick. So then the older gay is like, oh, tell me everything, Kyle. How's the season? And he's like, well, it's been an interesting ride. That's for sure for me. That's for sure. Had a brat, Natalia, who's on here, and she will never, ever be a good friend to me.
And then we see a clip of Kyle's greatest hit of the season, which was lying on the ground going, I can't take the drama. I'm just dying of being a good person. After starting literally every bit of drama that's happened.
Every bit of drama. This season. So Kyle's like, you know, coming in, you have expectations. And I think that was my downfall. I know, me coming in expecting Natalia to be a good friend and she wasn't, she's a little slut. That's basically what he's saying. That's what his expectations were.
And the main gay is like, so, okay, that's all great. Love the flashback, by the way. Love that. Has anybody complained about the food? And he's like, not to me. Kyle, you've been in bed. You've been in bed 4 out of 5 days, okay?
Yeah.
What are you talking? And that's, I know that they've been on there more days than that. You know what I mean? 90-something percent of the time.
And then we realize the primaries don't really care to geeky with Kyle. They don't care about what's going on in Kyle's life. He just wants to complain. So he's like,
I want to tell you how much the chef sucks so you can go have drama with the chef, which I can't believe Kyle didn't jump all over because he hates the chef. Or maybe now he won't jump on the chef because he knows the chef will stand up to him and Kyle's just a bully and can't be stood up to. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know my read on that yet.
So Billy's like, I mean, coming on. I was like, I'm going to meet with the chef. I'm going to talk about what I like, the temperature of the meat. And then the picanha came out and it was like bloody. And if you're not going to do whatever you're going to do, then there's like no value in me even telling you in the first place. It's like, oh God, lady, take a seat.
Seriously, are you still on about meat temperatures? He literally gave you 5 plates of meat.
They offered that you got your well done. The bloody meat came up first and they offered it to you to be polite. Like, that's just how it is.
Yeah. So then Kyle's like, well, I'll go look at the menu and I'll have a little chat with you later. So whatever that means. So then I don't know what that has to do with the bloody meat, but I guess... Well, just like, yeah. I'll make sure that I look at the menu and bloody meat's not on it. How about that?
So then, meanwhile, the laundry room looks amazing. Lily has suddenly become like a super stew. So Tumi's really impressed. And she realizes, like, wow, Sandy's pep talk really kicked Lily into gear. It probably also helped that Kyle was sequestered in his room, not flustering her, so she could actually focus on the job. And then Tumi's like, oh, yeah, it makes me remember that, you know, yeah, I was once in that position, and you got to hold space and give time for people to grow, yada, yada.
So then the captain is in the mess with Luca and Max and Lara, and Max is eating. He's like, oh, she's like, oh, look at you. You have food? He's like, I do. She's like, wow, look at you, even telling the truth. Finally, that was good. I see you eating, and you've got food. We're on the right track, okay? Vegetarian, right? Guys, back away from Max's food. Everybody back away, okay? It's all he's eating today. It's all he's gonna eat.
Listen as Max eats down the food, down the hatch.
Go your own lie. Go your own lie.
So then the gays are... the gays are unwell. One of them is like, I just have nervous energy. I just want to go. I want to do something. So you're on a yacht. Relax.
Yeah. Tumi is telling us, like, you know, it's very difficult because these guys know what they want. And she needs Kyle in situations like this because Kyle brings the energy. No. And she's like, I mean, unless you're women.
Yeah.
He hates the women.
Basically.
But he does, he is able to deal with, you know, aging queens who fawn over him. So they don't mind their server sitting at their table. Because these queens are that type. Like, as long as they can complain about meat temperature, they're like, sure, have the waiter sit at the table, which, you know, I hate. Even though Gus used to sit at the table all the time when he was waiting tables. Me, because I'm a hypocrite.
Really?
But I would do it. I would at times, you know, like once you're real close with people, you're like, oh my God, I'm just going to sit because we're friends. Because then they feel guilty if they don't give you a huge tip because it's like, we're friends. He was sitting with us.
I hate it. When waiters and waitresses sit at the table.
I do too. Unless it's me.
I hate it. Because it's like, I'm not your friend. And now you're sitting here and I have to have this fake conversation with you. And I can't be cold to you because I don't want to be mean to, like, you know, someone who's working in service, that, you know, like, it's a hard job and, like, I don't want to be a dick, but, like, also I'm not your friend. And that's what I hated about going to Club Med, because in Club Med, there's, like, strange boundary issues where, like, the people who work there are, like, they're actually, I think, mandated to try to be your friends. So they literally sit at your table at dinner. And so it's like our whole family.
It's like a Leva restaurant. The waiter. It's like Club Leva. No thanks.
Yeah, it's like, it's just too, I don't mind at like a club if like the waiter or the waitress is like being friendly and like you're like having, and like if, obviously if you're like getting along and you're like, oh my God, sit down, then it's great. But like if they just sit down to be like, okay, I just have to tell you the specials, but I need to take a seat. Do you mind if I take a seat while I tell you the specials? I'm like, no, because I have to have a conversation with you. I don't want this.
Yeah. Yes, so I hate it as a customer, love it as a waiter. It's a good tactic as a waiter, but, you know, as a customer.
As a customer, you're onto it.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Being an actual royal is never about finding your happy ending. But the worst part is, if they step out of line or fall in love with the wrong person,
it changes the course of history.
I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
We've been telling the stories of the rich and famous on the hit Wondery show Even the Rich, and talking about the latest celebrity news on Rich and Daily. We're going all over the world on our new show, Even the Royals.
We'll be diving headfirst into the lives of the world's kings, queens, and all the wannabes in their orbit throughout history. Think Succession meets The Crown meets real life.
We're going to pull back the gilded curtain and show how royal status might be bright and shiny, but it comes at the expense of, well, everything else. Like your freedom, your privacy, and sometimes even your head. Follow Even the Royals on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Even the Royals early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So let's see. So then we go to Kyle and Toomey, and she's like, oh my God, they've got the Zoom Zooms. And the Kyle's like, yeah, they're complaining about this shift, by the way. But guess what? That's as much shit as I can stalk. Because I'm not feeling well. I'm going to go lay down. I was actually a good person to people, and it's exhausting.
Well, it's just too hard. You know, my headache has conveniently come back after I've taken some time to have a kiki. So in the wheelhouse, Luca gets a text that Katie Flood is in Portofino. Bravo really trying to make Katie Flood a thing. They really
but
are.
But also Katie Flood really trying to make Katie Flood a thing. You know? Like, when did Katie Flood ever care? I feel like when she was actually on Below Deck, she was like, fuck this show. Like, she was barely there.
She was, yeah.
People were like, fine. I will have some drama with you. She's like, I'm very tired and have a messy pony. That's all I've got to say about it. And then she would just kind of walk off. And now I think she's like, you know what? This is my mom. 4 years later, like how much later is it? I feel like it's been 10 years.
It's been like a while ago. Yeah, she was on like 3 years ago, I think. And she got walked all over first by Lexi. And then she was like, remember she fired the girl with the red hair?
I don't remember.
I don't know. The point is they're really trying to make it happen. I still haven't finished Winter House. I am going to try to finish it. I got far enough into the season where I should really see it all the way through. But like,
what will you finish first? Winter House or Doom?
Let's see. Both take place in wastelands. Both have giant worms that will kill you. So I don't know.
You're actually praying for the ground to open up and swallow the cat.
I'm rooting
both of the things.
I'm rooting for the worm in Winterhouse. I'll tell you that much. Just swallow this cast up. I'm sorry. I think the last thing I saw in Winterhouse, Katie and Tom finally, because I had. That may be just like midway through the season. I don't know. It's just so stupid. I do love that blank-faced blonde girl who we'll never see again, who's just like she's just like rude.
She was actually Casey. She actually turned out to be pretty decent by the end.
I like her. I like her because she seemed to hate everyone.
She actually ended up being super cool. She got, oh God, we're going to talk about this now, are we? Why are we doing this? She actually ended up being super cool. Danielle was crazy.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to watch it to the end.
It was so awkward to watch Danielle because it wasn't just Summer House. Like, she continued to be fucking crazy and in a cringy way. And then the reunion, she totally got away with it and she was still like proud of herself. It was bizarre. And Sam and Danielle, I have to say, made that season work because Sam came on and finally got really upset with Malia. But then it was so sad because Sam's so insecure and she's just, her boyfriend's like blatantly cheating on her on TV. And she's like crying and trying to blame the woman. I mean, it was just, it ended up being a lot better than how it started.
Yeah, I notice every week, like Danielle would trend on Twitter and people are like, she has lost her mind. So I'm like, okay. I need to stay in this to get to Danielle because I also know these shows sometimes can have a rough start, but it was a really rough start. But I'm gonna get to it.
It was
especially
a rough one.
Especially because we have to make the nominations for the crappies. I feel like I should see it through and find out all the stuff. Yada yada. anyway, Katie Flood, not a thing.
It doesn't really need to win anything. Spoiler alert. Okay, so let's go to biggest waste of snow. How about that? Literal, both cocaine and actual natural snow. I will say, didn't help the show either one. The copious amounts of either version of snow did not help the show.
Well, Katie Flood is also not helping Bravo. I mean, she's fine. She's just like a non-entity. So she is in Portofino. And so Luca gets the text and Luca's in the wheelhouse with Sandy. And Sandy's like, oh, you have a crush on Katie? Because your smile is one of a crush. That is a smile of a crush right there.
Oh, someone's got a crush smile. Someone's got a crush smile. And Luca's like, no, only she's cute and she's like one of my mates. And he's like, I don't think that Sandy has a clue about me and Katie Flood at the moment. He's doing that shifty-eyed thing where he's looking back and forth. And it's so cute how much like little cute guys get away with. And I think like if this guy was homely, people would be like, ooh, disgusting pervert sex addict.
Absolutely.
But because he's cute and shifty eyed, it's okay. You know?
Right. So, then, So Tumi calls Luca to let him know the guests have to go to the castle and everything. And then Lily is with Billy. She's making a drink. And she goes, Billy and Lily! Billy and Lily! And he goes, oh yeah, Billy and Lily, that's right. You know, he was probably like, hold on. I'm just going to call my travel agent for a second. What the fuck yacht did you put me on where the service people, some dumb bitch, just did Billy and Lily as if we're a thing and we're not a thing? Excuse me, I want a refund. Thank you so much for this margarita, Lily.
P.S. If I was straight, I would totally be with somebody named Lily because our couple name would still be Billy. I win.
That's why I took a job at Eli Lilly so I could be like Eli Billy.
Let's see. So who cares? Okay, so Max is like, I'm so tired. I've been awake since 6 a.m. And they're like, because they ask, I'm sorry, I get lost in my notes on this show so bad, as everybody knows. I'm sorry.
In my notes.
One band, Ben. Back to Fleetwood Mac.
No, that's Debbie Gibson.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You said wrong band.
Yeah, come back. Come back to Fleetwood Mac.
I know, but now I'm blanking on all the Fleetwood Mac songs because this is what happens to me. So I'm sad. Time can take it. Okay. So Lara's basically
they ask Max to go, and Max is like, no, I'm not gonna go. I'm tired.
Right. He will not do
working.
It.
Yeah.
And Lara's like, fine, I will go. I will do it.
Yeah. And by the way, Max told us that he gets stressed out, and the way that he gets past that is just watching cat videos online. So then it cuts to Max in bed watching cat videos. Okay. So then Lily has to entertain the guests. So she comes up with a game called Murderer. And I was really rooting for her at this point because I do not like these guests. So I was like, do it. Here's a knife.
Yeah, so Billy's like, okay, well, I like board games. We can play this, even though it's by a stupid bitch. And Lily's like, okay, it's a really fun game because I have like a family and we play games together. So the game, I'm not totally sure how the game works, but she's like, okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to write down Lily or Ellen John or something like that. And if you get it right, they're out of the game and it continues on. But if you write Billy D. Williams, you're back in the game. But if you write Adele, you're out again. But if you write down Pierce Brosnan, you're half in the game until someone also says Selena Gomez, and then you're fully in the game. Everyone follow?
Yeah, it's like a power of deduction game where she just gives everybody a celebrity and they know who they are. So they each have to guess. Okay. So
I think they all come up with the celebrities and then they're all assigned the celebrities because Lily goes, okay, we have King Kong, Janet Jackson, Martha Stewart, Charles Darwin, George Washington, which, by the way, to me, really sums up this group of gays. Like, these are the celebrities you picked out. Of course, you're going to get Janet Jackson. Anytime you play celebrity with gays, we're going to put in Janet Jackson, Martha Stewart, Oprah, Beyonce, Madonna. Like, those five are always in it. So that makes sense that Janet Jackson, Martha Stewart's there. But then Charles Darwin and George Washington and King Kong? No.
And then this is the game. Are you George Washington? No. Are you George Washington? No.
This is the Megan King Edmonds O'Toole game.
No.
Are you a Charles Darwin? No. Yeah. Wait, Brian, I think that you are Charles Darwin.
Mm-hmm. So no. We're intercutting with people setting up the picnic, and then they're like, okay, we're ready to take the people to the picnic thing. And Lily's like, all right, I need to pose this round then. And one of the guys goes, that was really fun.
Yeah, because the entire game you're saying no to things. That's like their favorite activity. You are Madonna. No.
Spiritually, yes. Physically, no.
You so, are the judge from Night Court, the original version.
Luca is annoyed because Max has told him no, and people need to do what he says because he's the boss. So then they go to this castle place for their picnic thing, and Katie Flood is texting Luca saying she's going to come visit him. She wants to come visit. And then we're back in the mess. The captain just, I like when the captain just gets bored with Netflix and starts walking around the boat because
yeah,
she just always causes shit, right? So now she's in the mess again. And someone's eating and she goes, "What's that?" And then they're like, "Fish pie." And we hear ding, ding. And the captain's like, "Oh, is that your girlfriend texting you from the other boat? Luca.
Luca, is that Katie Flood, the girl that you're madly in love with? Because I can tell because it's the smile of a crush. Is that who it is, Luca, who you're texting? Huh, Luca? Sending a little dick pic? Is that what you do? Huh, Luca?"
And Jess is completely shocked. And Jess's face doesn't move a lot. It's like hard to tell what Jess is thinking because she's like, she loves the Botox. But, yeah. And listen, hey, it's my goal. She definitely has my goal tox. But she like opens her mouth a little. So no one can really tell how mad she is or how annoyed she is or whatever. And so Luca's like, "Oh, she's on the other boat." She's like, "Oh, you know what? I knew it. I knew she was close because of your face. Look, everybody. Luca's smitten. Luca is smitten. The only one shocked here is the girl with her jaw on the ground. Okay, close it. Do you want me to put some pasta in there first? Do not say no. Okay, I don't like liars."
Dun, 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 dun. Smitten. Dun, 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 dun. Smitten. Sarah, anyone know Tesk? No? No one knows Tesk. Okay.
Okay, so then Jess is like, "What fucking girlfriend?" to us. And Luca's like, "What does smitten mean?" So Toomey's like, "Oh my God, Sandy has no idea what she's doing. How's Luca going to get out of this one?"
It was amazing. By the way, this scene was hilarious. Sandy has this big smile. She thinks she's jostling around like one of the crew members. Like, "Oh, Luca's got a girl. Luca's got a crush." And she has no idea that she's totally destroying his situation with Jess. Oh, it was hilarious.
So then Luca's like, "Listen, we just have mutual friends. I mean, Katie Flood, she used to go out with one of my mates. He likes her. He likes her."
She's like, "Oh, yeah, that's great." He's like, "Yeah, he likes her. Oh, God, he likes her. You know where he wants to see her? Ah, I want to see Katie Flood everywhere. And ah." Is that the lyric? I'm not sure. This is a nice song, though, I just did.
I don't know. I ran out.
Hey, that was my last one, I think. I don't think I have any more. I don't know. I mean, unless we go into the small oeuvre of Stevie Nicks songs, but I think that's about it, huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty much done with those. The guests are on top of the church, and they're like, "Oh, my God. This is amazing. Churches. Yes. Yes, church." So Kyle is talking to the captain, and she's checking on his head. And he's like, "I'm struggling to speak. I can't even speak." She's like checking on him in his room. She goes, "Okay, well, you know, if you decide you can speak, speak to me. I would love that. I would love that."
Yeah. "Hey, if you don't feel better, if you can't get any sleep, let me know, okay?" So then he's like, "Absolutely, I will." So now Lily's making spicy margaritas up on the castle for the gays. And then Laura's with her. And Laura's like, "Oh, I was a bartender for 2 years. And I wanted to make more tips. So me and this one girl, we would take off our shirts and we'd get on the bar and do body shots. And the tips started rolling in, making that dollar like a stripper."
And the guys are getting muddled drinks, so they love it because it's like too much effort. Like, can we have drinks with the most effort required? Thanks.
Yeah.
Like, I would like it muddled, but like muddled slightly plus.
Yeah, we want to make sure you seem like we want you to muddle so hard you might catch the flu from it. Thanks. So then Luca's telling Max to rinse the jet skis, and Luca's really mad at Max because Max, he had asked Max to go to the castle, and Max said no. So Max's like, "I was fucking tired, bro." And Luca's like, "Yeah, but you've had some food and you're feeling better." He's like, "Oh, yeah?" He's like, "Yeah, no, when I ask you to do something, oh, I don't complain. I'm just like saying, like, we have guests to satisfy, okay? And like, I'm exhausted, you know? And like, I want to give the best, as you see, to I get my energy and I'm not controlling when I'm like fucking exhausted. Yeah.
He's like, well, you've got to do things that you're asked to do. He's like, but Lala said she is going, so this is okay by me. And he's like, oh my God. He's like, I'm tired.
This is what Angra and Angra are like, two of the same words.
Oh, Luca's like, we're all tired, okay. So then Max is telling us, I do not appreciate being talked to like a child. I'm going into simple mode of yes, 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 yes. Except that you don't, which is kind of the problem.
I also,
that's all that's required of you, really, is saying yes a lot.
I know. This happens all the time on Below Deck. There's always some self-involved twit who's just like, but what about the vegetables I want to eat? Or I needed to get more sleep. And they always say, like, you know what? I'm just going to say yes, 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 and that'll be it. I'm like, yeah, that's the point. People always say that as if they're like getting their boss back. It's like, no, that's what the boss wants. That when you when they ask you to do something, you say yes. They always do this. Like, I'll, you know what? Next time they ask me to do something, I'll just do it, and I'll say yes, and they'll see. It's like,
I know. Precisely. Oh, yeah, you think I'm not doing a good job? Well, I'm going to give you 200%.
It's like, oh, good. So their management style worked. Congratulations.
So then let's see, Lara is calling Luca to go pick up the customers.
That's a good
and
name.
He sends Max, but Max is just getting out of the shower. He's like, hurry, hurry. And Max is like, oh, I will show you by running.
Yeah. So they're all gathering to leave and everything, and Max comes back with the guests, and the guests are like, oh my God, the service was impeccable. Love Lily. Billy and Lily, am I right? Billy and Lily. Billy, didn't you love that when she said Billy and Lily? He's like, you guys all be quiet. Stop it now. So, the next thing is that they're going to be doing dinner in the dark. They're going to be having a blindfolded dinner, and Billy, which I don't know why you'd go on a yacht to do this. I mean, literally the point of being on a yacht is so you can see the view around you, but like, whatever, you do you. So, right? Like, I want to be on a yacht so I can eat food and not look at the ocean around me.
It was, I mean, at least something new. At least they weren't like, okay, Luca, you have to strip.
That's true. But we are going to have to see this like on every Below Deck for the next 3 years.
Yeah, this is the first of many blind tastings that we're going to be getting on this show.
I know, it's like the Gatsby parties, which, by the way, Gatsby chocolates. Thank you to the good people at Gatsby Chocolates. They sent us a whole bunch of chocolate. It was delicious.
Yes, Gatsby Chocolate did send us some chocolate, and they're good. They're like lower in the calories if you're trying to be careful, and they were really lovely. My personal favorite is fudge brownie, so thank you.
I like the salted
Gatsby.
What's it called? I don't know, but either way, it was really good.
Yeah. So thanks, guys. We love gifts. Guys,
we love gifts. Yeah. And bread and butter wine. We also got that bread and butter wine. I think you said you got yours. I got my thing. So thanks, bread and butter wine. That was really nice.
Yeah, guys. Gift on. Love that stuff.
On.
Okay. So they're talking about doing this dining in the dark thing, and the chef's like, dining in the dark has to be really strong flavors, right? Because you taste first with your eyes, like me, Harry Potter. Sounds strange, but it's true. I can do whatever I want because I can't see it. My food basically has an invisibility cloak.
Yes. And so then Lily says something about Max, about chemistry or no chemistry or something. I didn't really care. And then now the guests are sitting at the table, and Billy's like, I'm going to get my senses ready to go. Really? Are you Tina Turner? No. I had nothing to do with that. I don't know why you asked me that right at that moment. Because we're still playing the game.
And Toomey is telling Jess, oh my God, we have to direct these people. And Jess is like, that's going to be messy. So Toomey's nervous because this is a test of her communication skills. And Kyle is down. And then we just cut to Kyle like, oh, I'm a good person. It's like snoring.
His leg is hanging off. So the first course are oysters in a mignonette sauce, and Toomey's having them all like touch the plate and then the ramekin, and then they're like the spoon, and they have to like figure it out, and it looks like it's gonna be a total disaster, but they actually do a pretty good job with it. They're actually able to get the food into their mouths, and they like it.
I love that one of them goes, oh my God, what are we eating? And someone goes, yeah, what is that? And Aubrey goes, it's an oyster, guys. I'm like, no, it's not. It doesn't. How do you not know what an oyster is? I get that you see.
It's a cauliflower. Is it broccoli?
I get that you eat with your eyes first, but an oyster is so specifically boogery and salty.
Yeah.
Like, how do you not?
Is this Melanie Griffith? No. The game does not apply to our food, Billy.
I can tell you what it is. Seven linders.
Sorry. I just wanted to get an Italian carb based on a Fleetwood Mac song mixed with lies. Well, sorry. I'll go back to watching Netflix. If anyone wants to talk about something messy, I'll be waiting in the mess hall for Max to eat something and not lie about it later. Bye.
Just like the lies we tell, says the song, says the lies of the
pepperoni roll.
Pepperoni in the dark ooh. Dinner.
Ooh. Really struggling.
Ooh, lies, ooh.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So now they go on to eat something else, and they're trying to get fish on a fork. And Aubrey's like, this is a stinky fish. It's Yellowtail. Is Yellowtail a stinky fish?
And then one of the gays just goes, I told you it was a white fish. It's like, okay, settle down over there with the quarter.
I feel like Yellowtail's not that stinky of a fish, is it? What do I feel
well,
like?
Well, because I guess it's tuna.
I guess
tuna.
I always have it in sushi, so.
Yeah, it could be.
Okay.
It could be. I would think like swordfish mainly for a stinky fish.
Me too. I love a swordfish.
Well, people serve like a seared tuna, sort of like in a steak style. Ugh, seared tuna, I think, is so meh.
I don't like seared tuna. I like cooked tuna, though. I love a tuna steak that's cooked, but I do not like gelatinous-y pink tuna. I hate it. I hate, like,
But I like it. I just always feel like it's under-seasoned. It. Oh. I always feel like it's always under-seasoned, right?
Minu hada.
I haven't had it in like years. That's like very 2000, a seared ahi tuna salad.
Yeah.
So Lara is saying, telling DeLuca, she's like, oh, it's Jess says it's awkward between you guys. And he's like, yeah, because Sandy's taking the piss. And she goes, oh, well, she's not happy. You got to speak to her. So, Luca's basically like, yeah, I gotta figure this out because, you know, I'm not dating Katie Flood and Jess, like, we're more than just friends, so I don't know.
Yeah. So, let's see. Steaky fish. Cap comes Sandy. To the table. So, the captain comes up, and she's like, oh, hi, everybody. It's me, Captain. Oh, darn, I wanted to scare you. Did I scare anybody? Okay, hold on. I'm going to try it again. Boo! That's hilarious. Wow, you guys are really blindfolded. No one can see anything. Well, I'll tell you, even a blind person can see that Luca's clearly banging Katie Flood. Am I right? Am I right, Jeff?
Wow, look at all these blind people here, blindfolded people here. They can't see a thing. Norma, sounds like I got your next five dates lined up for you, huh? Oh, that's good. It's a good Norma burn.
I pretend I didn't see that. Get it, you dumb bitch.
Bloop.
Hey, you know what? I don't need my prospective lovers to be able to see me because I got a vagina made of magic. What do you have, bitch? Bloop.
Wow.
Norma really took it there.
You really went there, huh? Okay, so then we go to Lara and the kitchen.
But, Norma's I mean, like, I'm going to skip.
That, really.
I'm going to skip the funny business. I'm in no mood.
I'm done.
There's a flute like, going
how
around.
How am I going to tap that magical vagina? Okay. I'm still stuck on stinky fish yellowtail. Okay. There's some things you just can't get over in one episode. Bloop.
Hey, don't come for me unless I send for you, Sandy. Bloop.
No, guess what? Every time I send for you, it takes about 5 weeks to get a new employee. So, how about I just 5 weeks early, for the next season, put in a request and send for a new employee. How about that? Okay. Get it together, Norma. Bloop.
Hey, Sandy, maybe if your split-ended hair wasn't so full of disease, your crew members wouldn't keep getting sick. Bloop.
Well, you know what? Maybe I could learn to keep a crew member if you could learn to like keep a hair follicle. Am I right, thinner?
Bloop. Bloop. Well, you know, the good thing, my hair may be a little thin up here, but at least I have the decency to shave down there. Unlike you. Bloop.
Listen, Norma, at the end of the day, down there is just how my soul is every time it's around you and your snarkiness. It's bare. It's bare. Okay? Bloop.
Well, it makes me a little sad to hear that your soul is as disheveled as your overgrown bush. So I'm going to just end this right here. Bloop.
Oh my gosh, you should have ended it about 5 years ago, like your career. Love you, bitch.
Bloop. Love you too, bitch.
Okay, so then Lara is talking to the chef and Luca in the galley. And she's like, Jess is pissed. You have to speak to her. And Luca's like, well, we're not in a relationship. And it's not like I'm dating Katie Flood. I mean, we're just friends. I mean, if I was texting you more than just a friend, I mean, that's not really...
Well, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying right now. I don't even know.
Listen, you're very cute and you have the right to have sex with whoever you want. You're a sex addict and it's going to become less cute in about
30 years.
3 years.
So then Luca goes up to Sandy. He's like, oh, you're getting me into trouble. And she goes, with who? And Lara's like, Jess, they've been swaying. So he goes, oh, shit, I didn't know anything. So when you say swaying, what does that mean? Do we have flags on board? What's going on with the swaying? I don't understand this slang. How about that Katie Flood? Oh, you got that smile of a crush on your face again.
And I've never heard that either. They're slaying. And then she's like banging her palm under her fist. Like, yeah, they're slaying. What is that?
I thought she said swaying. Like the swing.
Yeah, they're swaying. Yeah, she doesn't want to sway him now anymore. They're swaying. So she's like, oh God, I had no idea. Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Whoops. It's the way the cookie crumbles, am I right? No use crying over spilt milk, okay? If anyone wants to book me for one as a motivational speaker, to them I just have to say, the grass is always greener on the other side, okay?
When Norma is in hand is worth more than two Normas and my bush. I forget what we were talking about. Why do we keep talking about my bush?
This is what it sounds like when Norma cries. It's not even a cliche. It's just something I like to say.
So Lily is doing the laundry and Luca is texting Jess about how he spoke to Lara, and he's like, I understand how you're pissed, but you need to understand that Captain Sandy is just taking the piss. Okay, now you're just lying, you know? I think you have a leg to stand on when you're like, listen, I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings, and that's it. But you can't just, like, top being a player on top of lying, you know? Mm,
yeah.
I think you have to stick with your whole, like, we're not dating, I thought we're just casual, even though it's right. Still a mind fuck.
Yeah. So now the final course goes up to the table. It's chocolate mousse with poached pear. They all love it. And Kyle is still sleeping. They keep just showing Kyle sleeping. And Jess is just trying to avoid Luca. And she's like, I mean, you know, the thing with Luca is that, like, let's see if I'm fucked up if I give in. But I'm not fucked up right now. So I'm not giving in. Wow.
Yeah. Love the strength.
Yeah. The strength that you're showing. This is a real, you're a real Norma Rae of hookups right now.
This is like the last act of Barbie, basically.
I know. Where's Rhea Perlman? Because this was like a huge step.
This was a big one, guys. So then they get their dessert. The guests get their dessert. And Billy's like, oh my God, hold on. There's chocolate and oysters. Is it oysters? Aubrey's like, it's a pear. Jesus fucking Christ. You are the worst gays ever.
Yellowtail. It's yellowtail, isn't it? No.
So let's see. So then Toomey's talking about how proud she is of Jess because of her communication, even though she's got a disastrous love life. And she's like, between her disastrous love life and Carl being ill and Lily thriving, I mean, I think we've been doing pretty well in all of this.
And I think the real X factor is Kyle being nowhere to be seen, that suddenly the interior flourishes.
Go figure. Look, the last everybody just able to do their job and nobody's stressing out, nobody's crying, nobody's freaking out. Wow, I wonder what's missing.
Yeah, literally the last time the interior did well was the first charter where Kyle wasn't there.
Yeah.
Remember there was that girl from the Sprouts, Sprouts Air was the stew. Yeah. So
I'll always think of that. Even every time I think of Sprouts, I found an old Sprouts card in my wallet today. I was cleaning it out because I couldn't fit my new TJ Maxx card in there. And so I took it out and I thought of that girl. I don't remember the girl's name or face, but I do remember that there was somebody who was related to somebody who invented Sprouts that worked here for a day this season.
Yeah. And she looked kind of like Carrie Underwood. So, so Luca's again texting Jess, being like, listen, well, I'm sorry if that pissed you off, but I even spoke to Sandy about it. She didn't realize it was a problem. And Jess is like, lol, you don't have to lie, Luca. It's fine. I'm going to go to bed. I don't have the energy to deal with this. Oh. So meanwhile, the gays now, they want a late night snack. So they ask Lily to get a late night snack. They're thinking like chips or whatever. And Lily is excited because she apparently loves to cook. And she's been on a... Previously, she was on a boat where she was the only stew and the only chef, and she just loves to do it. So she gets Max to help her make guacamole. Meanwhile, Max is on Anchor Watch. I think, like, there's more important things for Max to be doing than, like, finding an avocado for you. So she goes down to the galley, and she spends about 45 minutes making some guacamole.
And I respect her game, because she really is making one of those loaded versions where she's like putting she's making a pico de gallo and then putting that with the avocado.
Girl, I do enjoy that.
Just mash up an avocado, put some lime and salt in it, and send it to the people.
Yeah, it shouldn't take that long. I'm sorry.
take some store-made salsa. Chop. Okay? You're talking about the guys who want medium well plus.
Is this an oyster? Billy, you don't even have your blindfold on. It's guacamole. So they're, of course, getting pissy. They're like, oh, my God, it's been like, we should just ask for fucking milkshakes. Where is she? Did she die? That'd be so amazing if she died. Wouldn't that be, like, just so tragic and hilarious if she died down there making our guacamole? I'm missing.
The girl that made us play murder just died. By the way, are you George Washington?
No. Who is George Washington? We never got to finish that game.
So now it's the morning, and everyone's waking up.
Oh, God, hold on. Guys, I've been in the mess hall. Now, I haven't been watching my favorite show on Netflix, Wind. Uh-oh. I just got up with the newest episode.
Oh, no.
And it's not good. Deck crew, I just saw the coming. I just saw Wind coming in the next 5 minutes. Guys, Wind is coming. Wind is coming more than Luca comes when he hears Katie Flood is next door.
You should have seen the latest episode of Wind. Wow, it like broke the internet. When Wind looked at the ocean and said, receipts, proof, timeline, screenshots. Wow, I die.
So Laura is now sick. She's like, my body is sore. There's like chills that I've got. And Luke's like, oh, Jesus. And we find out she's very fluey. It's not fluey. Good. Not
Fluey Lewis in the news. So she's feeling bad, but she actually works when she's sick. She pushes through.
Now in this case, now listen, Kyle's a big faker, and he needs to get his ass out of bed and stop complaining and crying constantly. He's embarrassing. If you have the flu, though, get the fuck out of here. What are you touching everything with the flu?
Like,
did we learn
there.
Nothing from? Haven't we just like? Aren't we still in a period of time where people care about?
Did we learn nothing for the past few years?
Yeah. It's sort
of, did we like, learn nothing? So, of course, Kyle does that thing where he is waking up and he's like, oh, I feel so much better. Anywhere you need to plug me into me, I'm here for you. He does that thing where it's like that overcompensation of like, I am ready to work. I'm a great worker. Look at me declaring that I'm ready to work when you haven't worked for like 2 days straight.
Yes, he's that person that at the dinner party comes in once he hears the water running, like once he hears the sink water stop running, who's like, can I help with dishes? Like, you bitch. Like, you literally sat there and talked for 20 minutes and heard clinking and clanking, and the second the water went off, you came in and offered help.
Yes, that is exactly right. So then Toomey is asking Jess about Luca, and Jess is like, I mean, he wants to hang out after this is over, and if I keep hanging out with someone, I'm bound to get attached. And that's why this whole thing really bothered me, because I'm starting to feel myself getting attached. And if I'm all about being present, well, I might as well just enjoy these last few days. And that's really it. Toomey's like, I'm sorry, I just took a very long, unexpected nap. What were you saying again? Can you please?
Toomey's response is actually so funny, because she goes, you know what? I don't know what to tell you, so do whatever you want, and I'll tell you what I think later.
Yeah.
Like, nothing I say is going to matter. You're going to keep banging this guy because he's hot, okay? And you can keep pretending that you don't care, because that is the theme right now on Bravo, where people just say, I'm just casual. I'm totally fine with being casual. And then 5 minutes later, they're like, please have sex with me, a la Danielle on Winter House. That's just Bravo's new thing. It's like, wow, people who think they can be casual but really can't be casual.
Of course. So then Kyle's like, I'm taking over today for sure. Like, finally, the pain is gone. The fact that the team has done so well, even when I was not present. Toomey, good on you, girl. You're the boss bitch I came to work with. It's like, okay, so now you're going to kiss ass. This is exactly what he does. Kiss asses. And then he's like, oh, wow, they did so well. Even when I wasn't there, they still managed to do well. It's like, because you weren't there, Kyle. Not even though.
I know. And then he sees Billy or whoever. He's like, oh. Look, it's me. I'm so much bitter now. And they're like, great, thanks, dude, on our last day of charter. And he says, yeah, I mean, while you're here, I have the migraine, and when you leave, I'm okay. It's so weird.
And when Billy's like, I would know that laugh anywhere. Hey, bitch, come in for a hug. I'm like, of course. Of course you two love each other. So then Max is like, oh, I'm wondering if, oh, Laura's sick. I wonder if there's, like, some voodoo that's being put on this bird, or, like, a witch casting a spell of some sort.
And who says that someone's, like, an iPhone shutting down? Max is saying Max, that to Luca.
It's right? Max. Max is the one who's, Luca. Like... Yeah, he's like, I'm not mad at Luca. I know he's doing like, his job, and like, I know everyone can be grumpy, but like, and I know deep down he's a good guy, like, you know, but like, you make me sleep, and you like, can make a reset, like an iPhone, like, it goes crazy, and you go, what? And then you reset the phone. Hopla!
So now Luca texts Jess to have a talk, and then they go away from the cameras and start making out, but then the cameras come in. And Jess is like, no bad vibes, all right? Here's what I want. Just nothing bad. Like, we're totally casual. Who are you texting right now?
Casual. Yeah. So she's like, this whole situation is like really annoying, but at the same time, it's like not my business who he's talking to. So they're fine. They're fine. She's like, wait a second. I'm banging a hot guy. I don't know when I'm going to bang a hot guy again. Let's do it. Let's go for it.
And Luke's like, I mean, there are no strings. Imagine if people found out I was also talking in Italia.
Because by the way, the entire time, we haven't even talked about this entire time, he and Natalia keep on saying like, miss your face. Miss your face. I miss that face of yours. Miss your face. You know what face I miss? Yours. I miss yours.
And Natalia, we find out later, hasn't even left, which is kind of funny. She's just like, oh, really? You going to mess with me? Oh, I quit. And then just sits there waiting for them to be like, will you come back?
Yeah.
Will you come back to the show or come back to the boat?
Although I wouldn't leave either. I mean, I'd be like, I'm in Genoa now. I'm going to hang out. But I guess she quit because she wanted to go back to her boyfriend, right?
No, she quit because Kyle was a fucking monster.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
That too. So,
well, and also then Luca finally started. Luca, I think it was both Kyle, her excuse was Kyle, but also that's right when Luca kept watching her text her boyfriend and was like, fine, fuck this. I'm going to start flirting with Jess instead.
Yeah.
I'm sure that couldn't have helped.
So either way, now they're docking and Laura just feels terrible. She goes, I honestly feel like a bag of dicks.
So then the guys are taking departing shots, and we see the goodbyes, and they're like, guys, this was super fun. Kyle, love you so much. What a surprise it was to not see you all charter. But otherwise, guys, incredible. Jack, I mean, it was kind of a stumble at the beginning. You know, we need more gay fun and less hotel breakfast, but... What does that mean? Less.
Why don't you be fun gays? Fun.
Yeah, be more fun gays and have a more fun gay breakfast. You know what I mean? Yeah. Sometimes it's not the eggs. It's
also,
the gays.
How about like not be a cliche gay? How about that? Like what? Like, okay, I'm gay and therefore I have to, when I go onto a yacht, I have to have a gay breakfast. That doesn't even like make sense. Like, okay, everything has to be rainbow. I mean, I get that you like, people are into
actually
that.
Actually, didn't like the rainbow. We're supposed to know. We don't even know what a gay breakfast is.
No, that's the thing. It makes no sense. But these guys are so uncreative. They're like, "How about a gay breakfast? Let's make a breakfast that's gay."
Or gay.
It's like, okay, sure, breakfast. Fine. Like, think outside the box. Like a gay breakfast, you shouldn't call it a gay breakfast. You call it like a Patti LuPone breakfast. Now you got a gay breakfast.
Right, you need to be more specific, you know? Like, how cliche are we going? Are we going, like, real old queen? Like, it's a mommy dearest breakfast. Or are we just... I mean, yeah, I need a specific theme. So, the chef's like, oh, is that the only critic I've got? It's pretty good there, isn't it? I need a pat on the back.
Sandy texts Haley to see how she's doing after the guests leave, and she's like, I'm throwing up two full days of throwing up. And then it's going to be a tip meeting, and Sandy's there, and no one else is. She goes, well, hey, everyone, since no one's here, I'm taking the cash, and I'm going to go shopping. Ha! Oh, don't worry, I was just joking. I was just joshing around. That's a little Sandy humor for all of you guys.
I was just joshing. I mean, how many pairs of white capris can you own? You know what I mean? A lot. A lot, actually. A lot. Just answered my own question, but God, I love capris.
Yeah. I wonder what they call them here in Italy. Can you call capri pants capris if you're in Capri?
So then, I miss Haley. I know that Haley doesn't do a lot, but sometimes you just need Beaker. You know what I mean? I need Haley back being like, I miss it. Come back, Haley. Okay. So everybody is falling over dead, but the guest tipped $30,000.
Yeah, 32,000. It was huge.
Wow.
So Toomey gives a big shout out to Lily for coming up so much. And Toomey is really feeling like a really good chief's dude this charter because she got success with people that like don't have a lot of experience. And so she's giving herself a pat on the shoulder. So now they're cleaning. Lara's still sick, but she's doing that thing where she's sick but trying to also work. So she's like going up the staircase. She's getting her germs everywhere, just getting her flu all over the place. Yeah. And
because she knows that Max isn't going to do shit. So she's going to try and come through. And now it is time to go out. Max decides he's going to stay behind, and he's got like a little short silk robe.
Yeah.
I love Max.
Yeah,
please somebody make Max cry in his robe. Please. I just need
it. Don't lie to me.
Sort of Max sobbing.
You said you're gonna wear pajamas. You said you're gonna wear pajamas. You lied to me, Max. You lied.
I said I do not have pants. So then in the vans. Oh, they go to the vans, they go to the restaurant. Like literally, I don't need to say everything. So they go, and Luca's like, this restaurant's so civilized. Like, why would they put us in this nice of a place?
Yeah.
And Lily cheers everybody and thanks them for giving her a chance. And she's like, I've had such great teachers. Now I'm not a bitch. I'm Mr. Spot. You know, I used to just be sloppy, but like now I care. It's amazing, really.
All right, you had one good charter. Let's relax. So then Luca's asking Jess what her plan is after the season's over. And she's like, well, I have a week here where I'm just YOLOing. And he's like, well, should we go to France? And she's like, okay, might as well. She really struggles with, as the kids say, Riz, I would say. I feel like this is a Riz-challenged lady. And I'm surprised that Luca's inviting her to go to France. I think he would just go off and go with Katie Flood somewhere.
I think Luca needs... He's like a typical fuckboy, especially on this channel. where he needs fighting and energy around him. He needs people fighting over him. Yeah. And nobody is really doing it. He's not getting that at all. I mean, Jess is like, okay. Mm-hmm. He needs her to be pissed and, like, upset. And she's not really. I mean, he got a little bit of it. And the minute, like, she decided she's okay, of course, he's going to ask her to go to France and then immediately invite Natalia to come to the boat to try and make her cry. So,
of course. So afterwards, they now go to a bar where they're doing shots. They're having a fun time and there's, like, no drama. And it's, like, really fun. Like, they've really come together as a crew. Meanwhile, they go back to the boat. Lily
not without Kyle twerking and flapping his ass cheeks in ladies' polyester pants from the 80s. Okay, go ahead.
I'm good
now. Sorry. I just need to mention that Kyle was twerking. I know that everybody's waiting for the butt cheek flap dance from Kyle.
Well, since Courtney couldn't be there, Kyle had to pick up the slack.
Well, I will say, in Kyle's defense of that horrid comment that you just made, we give Kyle a lot of shit, but he can flap his ass cheeks.
He flaps.
Those things really are like, fa-boom, fa-boom. Courtney's just like a cat scratching up against a post. She's not good. She's like a miniature squat rubbing up against a post. Kyle can actually flap those things.
So. Yeah. Courtney is like watching, like, you know those carts you get into to, like, the telephone pole people get into to go up? You know, they get in the bucket and the thing sends them up. She's like one of those going up and down really quickly. That's like that's the rigidity that she has. So back on the boat, Lily is wasted and Jack, they're all wasted. Jack is like, I'm going to go dream that I'm the Loch Ness Monster, whatever that means. And then Luca is making a tent for him and Jess to have sex in. And then Lily's trying to get into Max's bed. It's like the typical hijinks that are happening on board.
And so let's see. So then Lily goes to Max's room shit-faced when they come home. Did you already say this part?
Sort of said it. This episode was kind of funny because I thought it ended like five different times, but I kept on going.
I literally am doing that and I see pages of notes and I'm just like, we're done. Ben will say bye to everybody.
Well, we're almost done. We're almost there.
Kyle, basically Lily is wasted and so she's going to go hook up with Max, but Max is not wasted and that's not fun. You know, when he's like, oh my God, she smells like cigarettes, wine. Oh, I cannot get out of bed. Get out of my bed. Yeah, remember when we made guacamole together?
Billy and Lily. So, anyway, then Jess and Luca are having sex in their bed tent. And then of course, Kyle and Toomey walk in and try to like bust it up. And Luca's like, shut the door, man. Close the door. Kyle's like, oh, I just wanted to say hi. So anyway, it's the morning and Sandy texts Haley to see how she's feeling. And, while she's texting Haley, Lara tells Sandy moments later that she's feeling really flu-y and has body chills.
Yeah. And dun, dun, dun. She's like, whoa, if I'm just down to Max and Luca, I won't be able to leave the dock. I got to follow the mandates and the little guy who jumps on the boat every time we dock. What am I going to do? Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, so the question is whether or not Haley is cleared to come back because Lara has to get off the boat because she has the flu and Sandy does not want this spreading around. So then Haley texts saying, it's been a rough couple of days. Can I call you? And Sandy goes, oh, I hate this. So will they do it? Can they do it?
Guys, what's going to happen?
I don't know. She's got to meet the requirements of a safe Manning document, which as we all know, is a document that Peyton Manning wrote when he said that he liked yachts. And now I just follow whatever Peyton Manning says. Because you know what? He was the quarterback for the Denver Broncos. And I love Colorado.
Well, that was Below Deck Mediterranean, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. This was a fun one. We've got a ton coming up. Also, don't forget to go get your tickets for the Golden Crappies on February 17th. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find links for that. And they go up tomorrow morning.
I'm already seeing a lot of people commenting on Instagram that they're getting the presale tickets. So definitely make sure you get your tickets early. Get your tickets early and often.
Get them. Yes. Early and often. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. We love you. And we will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch, it's Victoria Kotchett.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.